You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, it is.
See, time's not on the Phillies side. Time's running out.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
Well, I mean, it's a great song.
Well, it is a wonderful song. But it's time on the Phillies side? No.
It seems like it's running out.
It is running out. It's running out by the trade deadline tomorrow night.
Oh, 6'6", Bryce Harper rolling up on some little old white dude like that, man. That wasn't cool.
Come on, big guy.
Come on, big guy. Give it to me. Just the visual of that. It's hilarious.
Imagine if there was video of Harper rolling up on Manfred. That thing would be the most shared thing all week. That would be wild.
What if somebody was videotaping and they got it in the archives?
You mean like Castellanos in the back corner just the phone out?
Somebody. He seems like the type that would videotape.
Well, I thought it was
like
interesting that article that came out. It was all anonymous quotes, and the only person on record talking was Castellanos. It was kind of weird. Like, that was a private meeting, and Nick was just throwing it all out there. Anyway, we'll get to something Bryce Harper said earlier this week to Todd Zielecki. 215-592-9495. I am curious, people come down on this. The future, does it matter? You know, the Phillies have had so few runs in their history of developing great players and having great runs. We're in one of their better runs. They haven't won the whole thing. Are you thinking long-term, big picture, and you don't want to make bad trades? If the Phillies overpay tomorrow, but they get a true impact player, I'm good. Like, I am good with it because I want to win the World Series, and I'm not concerned about 3, 4, 5 years from now, partly because I just have accepted the Phillies 3, 4, 5 years from now probably aren't going to be that good anyway. So let's go win the World Series now instead of half-assing this era and half-assing the next era. I got company man Douglas over here who doesn't want to trade any prospects for good players. It's unbelievable.
You know, the bottom line over there.
No, that's not
it. The turnstiles and the ticket sales.
No, it's that's what they're thinking about. Because, dude, when I was in Atlanta, I remember people talking about that. And I remember seeing visually when they played the Braves how nobody was in the stadium. And to me, that was weird to be here. And then it was weird.
Well, the Phillies stunk.
I mean, yeah, but people still, even when they were semi-okay, people still went to the games. Nobody was there. That has to be a jarring, like, to see that probably scares the hell out of those guys.
But if you're afraid of the future, aren't you? I almost feel like you're cutting off your nose to spite your face. Like,
it's a tough spot to be in, no question about that.
Because and Kyle said earlier, there's a chance the future is mediocre anyway, that it's not great.
Totally agree.
So then you don't win now, and the future is mediocre anyway, then what did we do here?
We could be the Rockies in 5 years, no matter what we do at this deadline.
Not the Rockies. That's a little lofty.
But if we have the two extremes, the World Series and
relevancy,
bottom of the barrel team. Just like no move that they can make guarantees your World Series, no prospect they keep guarantees them any relevancy in the future.
Yeah, and I think that's what they're trying to weigh, because they made the non-moves that they made so far should tell you everything you need to know, because they're trying to figure out if they have enough to do it now. Schwarber's deal's up. Wheeler's already told you that he's done in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know who? JT's not going to be there. Who's the backup catcher? Who is going to step in if JT's not here?
They need to re-sign JT.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I know. They don't have anybody.
So you're in a position right now where you're sitting in the office and you're like, okay, we're in a good spot. Right as of today, you are the second best in odds to win the World Series. Second best.
Mm-hmm.
So what move can you make that can push you over the hump, in your opinion, and still keep you relevant for years to come? That's a chess move. That's not checkers. See, because I think what we're talking about right now is a checkers move. Because you want to feel good about the guy that you get, because we've been dating all these twos and threes the last couple of years. You want to go out there and you want to jump out in the dating pool and you want to get you a 9 or a 10.
Yes. Yes. Like, well, of course I do.
But okay, well, you bet all that, like eating at rallies and going to Arthur Treacher's and eating fish and chips. No, you better step your game up. You going to Del Frisco's and
that's
all.
Fine.
You going to some fine-ass eateries.
The credit
the
card is out. Let's go to the restaurant you want. Go get me a star player. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Does the future matter to you as we get closer and closer to the MLB trade deadline? Jim in Fishtown is up. Hey, Jim.
Jim.
Yeah.
Jim, what's up?
Hello.
Hello, Jim.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
First time caller, but I've been listening for years.
We appreciate that, Jim. So what are you thinking today about the Phils?
Well, I was thinking about one of the players on the White Sox that impressed me last night. Not just last night, in both games.
Mm-hmm.
Luis Robert.
I watch him. He seems, you know, very confident, very relaxed. And his name is Sosa. And, you know, he was the guy that hit that line drive home run at the end of the game last night.
The Sosa on the White Sox? He's all right. Yeah, you want him?
Sure I do.
Okay. I mean, I don't know if he's going to move the needle, but, yeah, I mean, okay. But
no, I just think he would be an asset. I really do. I just like the way he plays, the way he plays second base, the way he hits. I was very impressed. I expected a hit from him every time he was up.
Well, he's on base percentage is less than 300 this year, so he's not getting that many hits. But all right, I mean, I don't know about you, Jim. I need something more than the White Sox Sosa guy. I mean, like he's all right. He's all right.
All right, it's just I was impressed. That's all.
Okay, all right, Jim. Well, there's a name. Now I haven't seen that. Jim, good phone call. Haven't seen that name on any list. Now, I'm maybe Sandy Sosa from the 25 years ago. Now that's
which one.
Steroid
the Sammy Sosa.
Yeah. Steroid Sammy.
No, which Sammy? I'm just saying which one, because you know he's kind of changed a lot.
Oh, the original
Sammy Sosa.
Not
the light-skinned Sammy Sosa. I'm just saying, you got to be more specific when you say stuff like that. Which Sammy Sosa are we talking about?
Yeah, the real Sammy Sosa, not this knockoff that's emerged the last 20
years. He told
me
on the phone that Lennon Sosa might be the best hitter he's ever seen.
Lennon Sosa. Ooh. Can I give you Lennon Sosa from the White Sox? He played against him last night. He's hitting. He has a .299 on base percentage this season.
Okay.
.299.
That's pretty scary.
It's bad, actually.
that's a force at the plate.
Can I make a prediction, everyone? If the Phillies' number one acquisition between now and tomorrow at 6 p.m. is the Sosa guy from the White Sox with a .299 on base, I'm going to curse on the air Friday. Like, that is a prediction for you. That can't be it. Jared Radner's up. What's up, Jerry?
Hey guys.
Hey Jerry. What's up?
Well. So I agree with you, and
see, that's your first problem right there.
So, and it's not not being scared about trading prospects or anything like that. So I fundamentally do not believe, as big a Phillies fan as I am, I do not believe in this team. I think when you get to the playoffs, you're consistently facing good pitching. Larry Anderson said on the air, they do not hit good pitching. He said it on WIP. I heard it. And if you look at the trend over the last 3 years, they'll get hot for 10 days, 2 weeks, and then go cold. It happens all the time. It's happened in the playoffs. It's happened 3 years in a row. So they have a problem in left field offensively, center field, second base. And as good a year as JT is having, right, he's hitting .270.
Mm-hmm.
By the time September comes, October, there's a good likelihood he'll be completely worn out and not as effective in the playoffs. So you could have four spots in your lineup that are significant issues offensively. And you can't fill all those four spots. And I don't believe getting one hitter puts you over the top. And so if you don't believe in the team, and if you look at, as Hugh said, what did they do? What were their actions? They were not willing to trade any of these top prospects over the winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The comments of the owner and the GM give you a clue. They don't want to trade these top prospects. And so I don't believe 100% in the team or even close to it, as much as I love them and hope they win the World Series. And I would rather wait it out, recognizing prospects are prospects. They may not turn out to be great players, but everything they tell us, cornerstone shortstop, third baseman in Miller, cornerstone top of the rotation, all-star starter, maybe Mick Abels is three, and you've got center fielder who hits for average and can steal bases and is a significant improvement defensively. I'm just not willing to give all that up for a guy like Stephen Kwan or the guy from the White Sox that isn't likely to get us over the hump.
Lennon Sosa.
Forget Lennon Sosa. So Stephen Kwan, I think would be worth giving up some of these guys.
I think a lot of people feel he moves the meter.
Yeah, he does for me. So, Jerry, a couple things. I don't fully I'll say it this way. I share some of your sentiments. I have reservations about their ability to do it for a whole month of October, like, because we've seen it 3 years in a row. Like, they'll get hot for a little bit, but they can't finish. I understand what you're saying. So, a couple things for me. One, I find it hard to believe they're going to win four playoff rounds, and the division is right there, so I want to win the division and not have to play four playoff rounds. Maybe I'll have to play three. The second thing, Jerry, I understand your point on all this, but then what was the point of this era? Like, if we're never going to go all in at one of these trade deadlines, what was the point of the last 3 to 4 years? It just feels like almost a waste of time.
I'll give you my feedback on it. I don't think it's a waste of time because they didn't end up in this position intentionally. They did everything with the objective of winning. But what they got is they've got Harper, who, as much as I love Bryce Harper, he is not the Bryce Harper of 3 years ago. They got a Trey Turner, who they've got a stranglehold around their neck with that contract, who they thought would hit 315, and he's probably a 290 hitter at this point in his career, right? I don't think that's a $35 million a year player. So they didn't end up here intentionally. I'll give you an example in business. I'm in sales. It does you no good and you don't get paid if you finish second in an opportunity or a deal. The best business book I ever read was Hope is Not a Strategy. What I hear everyone saying is, I hope they're going to win. Let's push all our chips to the middle of the table. That's not how business people operate. I don't think that's how John Middleton operates.
I think you're right on that, Jerry. One last thing I'll throw in just to have you think about. And you're in sales. Sometimes the market is different than other times, I'd imagine. And I keep, Jerry, I understand your points, but I keep looking at this year in baseball, and I don't see the team or even 10 teams that I'm fearful of. Like, there are every good team, he was looking at the standings the other day, they're all between like 64 and 57 wins.
Yeah,
it feels
really
like
tight.
It feels
really
like parity. So I would feel disappointed if we get to October and I watch the Cincinnati Reds sneak in the playoffs and win the World Series and we didn't try to get better at the deadline.
See, that's the kicker right there.
I hear you, but you're weighing risks. Like, it's, I would say this at work. It's like scales of justice, right? What is the risk of trading all these prospects versus getting someone back when, as I laid out, you've got problems up and down the lineup, and I think you're going to solve, in all likelihood, because I can't see Lizardo starting in the playoffs, but I can see him at the back of the end of the game
yep.
piece in the bullpen, right? He throws 98 miles an hour, great stuff. he tends to lose it after a few innings. So a one-inning, two-inning guy, I think you can solve for the playoffs your bullpen because they've got such an overflow of starting pitching. But I don't think you can solve all lineup issues. And so I just don't think it's worth it. As much as I said, I love the team. The Phillies are 1A, the Eagles are 1B. I'm that guy. But I don't trust this lineup. I would rather take my chances, you know, frankly, shedding salary. I want Schwarber back, willing to overpay. You know, if you can pay someone to take Castellanos off your hands, JT comes back at $10 million a year, and you can shed some other salary, you've got a chance in the winter to not have to give up any prospects, go out and significantly improve your offense. You've got young players coming in. That extends the window.
It could, Jerry, extend that. Jerry, we appreciate the phone call. Jerry is not wrong in a lot of he said there. I think a lot of people deep down have the same words he does about the lineup and do they have two, three, four holes in it in come playoff time? That all being said, and he's not wrong in a lot of it, baseball and sales aren't the same thing. Sports and whatever you do for a living, like these are athletes. These are players. I mean, we heard the cut from Jim Salisbury that the players in the clubhouse want a move. Dombrowski's got to weigh that too. I mean, these guys have been given their all for 3 or 4 years to try to win this thing. Go give them a boost. I think it could give them a huge boost if they make a deal for someone to help them down the stretch of the season. And if they don't, I think they might be dejected Friday morning. Like, imagine if the Mets go out and make two big moves and the Phillies do nothing. I could see quotes coming out, maybe anonymously, where they're like, man, they're bummed.
I mean, I hear you because I understand what you're saying is because you framed it like you were pushing all in.
Yeah. Go for it.
And you got these guys. But the thing that gets me, Joe, is I vividly remember in key moments your top guys coming up short for whatever reason. If you're getting walked or if they're pitching around you or whatever, there's been moments last year in particular against the Mets where your top guys, the guys that you're talking about, you know, having in the locker room that are going to be disappointed, they came up short.
Yeah.
And so that's the one thing that you have to look at. And that's not the only time that they came up short. They came up short in the series against Arizona. You know, so it's one of those things where, you know, I mean, what are you doing? Like how are you trying to make it better?
So I'm not trying to take them off the hook. I mean, they got to be better, right? Like, especially like Trey in the playoffs has to perform. Yeah. Bryce for the
swinging
most part.
Swinging at everything.
But in baseball, you need more than just two or three, right?
I agree.
About 08 Phillies. Like, I could think of moments that Carlos Ruiz had. You could think about, you know, Pedro Feliz played third base. I mean, they had guys that contributed. Matt Stairs, Joe Blanton, right? Like, you need more than just the stars to win it. And go get me someone else to help those guys.
That mentality there was just aggravating to me. I'm serious. Like, the point that you made about, he said he just fundamentally doesn't believe in the team. That's one thing. But I challenge anybody who believes that way to give me the team in baseball that you're like, we're not beating them.
There's not one this year.
No matter what. Like,
there's not one.
But, you know, it might get to that point if, like you said, we don't make a move and those other teams do. Like, you can. Now, I don't know what the exact likelihood of it is, but say you get the right guys, the Mets don't. You run away with the division.
Mm-hmm.
You get a bye even, right? Like, you can make yourself that team.
Of course.
Like, they're that close.
Also, I think, I don't know when this has happened as sports fans. Maybe we just, because there's more information, we want to be smarter, and that's cool. I mean, we all want to know more, right? But, like, it's okay to not win, quote-unquote, win a deal. I mentioned the example of the Cubs in 2016. They didn't win that deal. I mean, just look at it. The Yankees got 6 years of an all-star second baseman, and the Cubs got 43 innings out of Aroldis Chapman. But they won the World Series. Like, I'm sure when Theo Epstein made that deal, he knew what he was doing. He's the best, one of the best executives ever. I'm sure he realized, like, I'm probably giving away an all-star kind of player here. I'm getting back 2 months of a relief pitcher. I'm going to lose this deal 6 years down the line. But he won the World Series. Like, sometimes it's okay to lose a deal to win now. Like, that's part of sports. Go for it. 215-592-9494. Do you care about the future as the Phillies get ready to make a big deal, hopefully, at the MLB trade deadline? All right. So we're going to have Todd Zielecki join us top of the hour. Hugh, I wanted to relay this quote from a story Todd Zielecki wrote, MLB.com. I want everyone's reaction to this, because I can't wait until we have Todd on at 11 just to ask him what he asked Bryce Harper to get this reaction. But typically, around the trade deadline, players will talk about you know, they're willing to move positions or be flexible if the team gets better. But usually you don't hear players speak about another player on another team as if he's already on the team. You ready for this quote from Bryce Harper?
Mm-hmm.
This is from Todd Zielecki's story. But Bryce Harper reiterated on Monday that he is willing to play the outfield if they can significantly upgrade the offense. In that scenario, Eugenio Suarez could play third and Boehm could play first. Right? This is off that story, you know, the rumor out there the Phillies are interested in a Eugenio Suarez, a third baseman from the Arizona Diamondbacks. Here's the quote from Bryce Harper. Quote, if it ever gets to that point, I'm willing, Harper said. Whenever Dabrowski gives me a call or if that right player comes aboard, yeah. I played it for a long time. Obviously, I haven't in a long time as well, but if we did have that communication, obviously on a day where Boehm or Suarez don't play, I'd like to stick at first just for reps and things like that. I don't want to lose first base just the way I play over there. So he's kind of saying if there's a day that they need a first baseman, he'd go back. But Hugh, he said Suarez by name. He's not a Philly.
You know what? I hear it differently now when you said
okay.
it. Because initially, it sounds like for him, it was the hypothetical. I think it was presented to him as if he was here.
That's what I think, too. But but usually a player will say, if we get a third base. He said
he
his
said
name.
It like, I hear you. But maybe that's the way the question was presented to him. Like,
maybe.
Hey, if you get you Suarez, would you be willing to do this, or the third?
Right.
So he's probably in his mind, he's picturing what that looks like. So that, like, when you said it like that, that's what it kind of sounds like to me.
So we're going to ask Todd coming up at 11, what was the question presented? But, I mean, part of me wants to believe that maybe Bryce knows something. Maybe Bryce has heard something, that they're really in on Suarez, they could get him. It struck me that he said his name, even though he's quite clearly not a Philly at this point. He's an Arizona Diamondback, and we'll see where he goes. But before 6 o'clock tomorrow, Mike in South Philly's up. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on, man?
I think they should just go all in right now, because even if you look at the Baltimore prospects, they didn't do nothing. This team has a whole lot more talent than Baltimore, and they could win right now. They just need a little help. Last year, they didn't make a move at the deadline, and they fizzled out. I don't think they can let that happen this year.
Well, it's a good point. I mean, the Phillies last year, we remember after they went to London, they basically were 500 the rest of the way, and they fizzled out early in the playoffs. And, Mike, they've been about 500 since the beginning of June. They can't let it happen again. Let's go.
Yeah, they can't. There's no way. Listen, especially with the talent and the success that the competition across the street had, the Eagles went all in, and they won the Super Bowl twice since 2008. So this is the sort of thing that they got to put into the mindset of the fans. Like, we've been patient, you know? It's all about right now. They got, listen, Schwarber's killing it. Harper's killing it. And they got a few other spotty guys. But they need at least one more bat, and they need a guy that can pitch at the end of the game. And I think we'll be on Broad Street if they make a move.
Well, they, you know
I,
what, Mike,
I really
they'll,
believe that.
They'll have a better chance. And you know what? If they make a move and they go for it and they don't do it, I'm not going to rip Dombrowski for it. Like, I'm not going to, not for the move. I'm not going to say, hey, you gave away Aiden Miller for this guy and you didn't win. No, if you go for it, if they get a legitimate player, like a guy that we all say, wow, they went and got that player and they still get knocked out in the NLCS, I'll say at least they put their full effort in. That's all I can ask. But they have enough here to at least make the playoffs and make a run. 215-592-9494. Do you care about the future? As we are, let's see if I can do the math on this. We are 31 hours until the MLB trade deadline, something like that. Tomorrow at 6 p.m. is the deadline. We are really close now. Do you care about the future? I say screw it. Go for it now. Don't worry about the future. Don't worry about trying to be competitive 6 years or 5 years from now. Win with this group. I think the Phillies owe it to themselves. They owe it to those players. And they owe it to you. They owe it to us to try to win the World Series right now. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls. And Todd Zielecki's going to join us. He wrote that piece with that quote from Bryce Harper. We'll ask him what he asked Bryce to lead him into saying Suarez's name, because that was really interesting. What he's hearing about their deadline plans. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.